All right. It's recording, Roy J.
All right. Welcome back to Ain't Is a Word, a Southern podcast. I still have not really honed my introduction in since the last time y'all heard from me. But my name is Roy J. Yekel, and as always, across the table is Toby A. Nix.
It is a doing a quality intro is a forgettable skill. If you don't train hard.
I haven't been training. I'm going to be honest.
You forget. And these last two intros show that.
I'll be
interested to see how much our listens drop off of these two intros. Because, you know, we were into the hundreds.
Yeah. It was mainly because of me. we were just talking about Jason Collier thing. You say you read about that or not?
Yeah, I woke up this morning and I don't know if I saw it on Facebook. I saw something about read this Jason Collier thing. So I looked at it briefly, but I
kind of started a little storm on somebody's post. But so this guy was a chief of police in a little town in Texas. He was some minister. So that's what everybody knew about him. But on the side, this joker had two wives, three fiancés, and 15 girlfriends.
Good Lord.
If my math is correct, that's 19 women.
Yeesh.
Now, that ain't right. So maybe it is. That's 20. Anyway, that's 20 women. How do you can balance all that? Because somebody had posted about it, and they were saying something about how it was crazy he could do all that and whatever. And I commented, not all heroes wear capes. And it started a little bit of a storm.
Like, were people upset with your comment?
Mm-hmm. But they're like, think about the women and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, well, how do you balance 20 people? And you're going to tell me nobody knew a thing? Not to mention, this joker had a Facebook.
Jeez.
Now, if he really did pull that off with nobody knowing, then that's pretty impressive. I'm just going to say, because I think we have 100-something mutual friends on Facebook.
Oh, easily, yeah.
If I'm doing something, somebody knows.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I didn't read that much clearly because I didn't know none of what you just said. I knew he was a chief and that he was, I guess I thought he had a couple girlfriends or something. I didn't know that. Married twice or two wives and three fiancés.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I quit talking about him on Facebook.
It's so crazy how you can't say anything like that. Because anyone who knows you knows
that was a joke.
Right, that's a very, I would expect that response to you, you know, or from you. That, and it was just, you know.
And I said immediately turned up, well, you think about all the women he's hurt. Sorry, I was.
Was it someone you knew that said that to you, or
mm-hmm.
seeing they know you too? You know what I'm saying? I don't get.
If you know me, you know that I'm gonna.
I was listening to Bill Burr, who's my favorite comedian.
Oh yeah.
Right now I've got a lot, but he did something on Saturday Night Live not long ago, and they said that it had offended white women, I guess. But he was doing an interview, and the guy was like, "So how do you feel about offending all these white women?" And he's like, "I didn't offend all the white women. They just interviewed the mad white women." Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So
that's like people that offended the ones that are mad.
Right.
Everybody else thought it was funny.
Yeah. So if you.
Sorry, rascal.
He must have thought we were having a good podcast. He had to interrupt.
Yeah, well, he's got to interject on
this
one.
He's clearly a big fan of Jason Collier.
Yeah. You're impressed too. Okay.
Yeah. I got a rooster outside with 19 hens. He's like, Jason Collier, who? That rooster's got it locked down.
And they're all on the same property.
Yeah, exactly.
They know.
Yeah.
He don't even have Facebook.
But they, like, if 99 people listen to him tell, or 100 people listen to him tell a joke and one's mad, that's on the one, you know? I don't get that whole mad over joke stuff. Like I said, that to me, I would be angry if you didn't make a smart aleck comment on my Facebook, which you never do. You don't even click like on my columns, even though you come out and say, "Hey, I like that column." I was like, "Well, that's funny because you didn't click like."
That happened this morning.
It takes more energy to say that you liked it than to just click the thing.
Yeah, oops.
But
I'm bad about that. I'm sorry,
because I know, like, last week I had invited you down to the house, and then I posted a picture of the party, and you put, hey, thanks for the invite.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I was talking about Zach's really big smile. I was like, oh. You think he could smile just a little bit more?
Oh, I must have.
And then Callie clapped back. I was like, you can't say that because you weren't here.
I got you. Because I just remember saying, sorry, Roy Finn's only, or something like that. But that's just normal talk, you know? Yeah. I grew up, and I guess you did, like, that's how I show that I like somebody. The worse I dog you out, the more I like you. Because if I don't like you, I just don't kind of talk to you much, you know?
Like some of my best friends would tell you, I say some of the meanest stuff to them. Like I said, we've talked about before, like, guys, we could be the type being sitting in a circle talking to each other and call you fat, ugly, and stupid. And as soon as they walk away, it's, man, I like that guy.
You know, I just saw a TikTok about that. It showed, I guess it was TikTok because that's kind of what I've been watching lately. But it showed a group of women, and the women were being really friendly to each other. Then one of them walked away, and the ones that were left, like, I can't stand that lady. And they showed a group of men doing what you just said, like dogging each other out. Dude walks, I say, I love that guy. You know,
he's good, dude.
Yeah, and that's kind of how my circle is. And not just the guys in my circle, because Sarah and Callie and whoever else give it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not exclusive just the guys to give each other a bunch of junk, because. But that's why we're always laughing. You know, I'm not going through life offended that Roy J. Yekyll wrote Not Hero, All Heroes Wear Capes, you know, in reference to people I've never met or will never meet.
I don't want none of these people are affecting my life. So
making trouble.
And if they didn't know something was up, then they're stupid anyway.
Well, I mean, like I said, they're not gonna be scrolling Facebook to see what Roy J. Yekyll wrote about their situation, you know. I would hope not. They might after this podcast blows up, maybe
after we go worldwide.
Yeah. So what? Oh, you know what? I want to ask you about. You told me today, as we're driving to and fro places, Roy will bring up a subject, or I'll bring up a subject, and then the other one's like, "Nope, stop talking. We can talk about this on the podcast." So in that, we ride in silence a lot, and but you told me that you started a fire in a microwave. So I would like to. You can take it from there, Roy.
All right. This is back when I was living in my dad's house. And I was a young Thundercat. And we had some leftover KFC. And I'd come home from an establishment that serves alcohol. That probably might have overserved me that night. It was Ricky was involved, too.
I not doubt this at all.
And we decided we was gonna heat up some biscuits that were in the refrigerator. So we put them in the microwave. And it caught fire. Don't put biscuits in the microwave. It caught fire. There was a flame coming out of it. We set off the, I think we had like two or three on a plate. Like there was a literal flame.
Coming from a KFC biscuit.
KFC biscuit. In the microwave. I might have turned it on for, you know, a couple minutes.
I was going to ask, how long did you have it on for?
I think it was a couple minutes. I was trying to...
You didn't wrap it in aluminum foil, did you?
No. But it was like... I remember it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. That smoke alarm's going off. We got the windows up. Dogs are barking. And I can remember my dad like, what are y'all doing? I'm like, trying to eat.
A flaming biscuit. You know what? That would be a good name for the food truck. If we do, in addition to our dinners and lunches, if we ever have a breakfast food truck, home of the flaming biscuit.
I can be a chef. I'm going to be honest. Clearly. It didn't taste that well. It wasn't very good.
I would suspect you'd have to put a biscuit in a microwave for a long time to get actual flame.
I think I was trying to go for 30 seconds and I hit 3 minutes. And it was like 1 minute and 30 seconds that the flame erupted. Fire erupted out of the microwave.
That was a hot biscuit.
I don't know if we had to buy a new microwave after that.
But is that when you got kicked out of your dad's house? Is that what...
I'm pretty sure it's high on the list of why I'm no longer there. It was starting my demise.
It was the beginning of the end. Roy and his biscuit.
Yeah, we used to cook all kinds of stuff in the middle of the night.
Well, now, y'all are both, because I'm friends with you both on Snapchat, and that's where you like to show off your culinary skills, is Snapchat. So y'all are both, I think he cooks a little bit more than you, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He's a crock pot guy.
Yeah, which I'm a crock pot guy myself. I'm receiving a phone call.
From Ricky?
It's actually from Ben,
And for Ben, work. Yeah. Yeah,
Ben listens to this, so Ben, I am ignoring your call. I will call you back when the episode is done.
Ben, you should probably fire him.
Yeah, well, it's my day off, and that's the second time he's called me, so I don't really care.
Yes. That's insubordination right there.
He'll be fine.
It can't be important.
Watch, I'm going to send him a message. Recording a podcast, can't return a call.
It can't be very important or he wouldn't have called you. It's probably like he just wants to know where the ketchup packets are.
It's probably something like that. Like, why don't we have any mustard?
Do they let you use a microwave at work? Because mm-hmm. after this story, Ben might...
they might put a note on there.
New rules, yeah. We need to get Ben down here for a podcast. I want to hear some Roy work stories.
I don't know, no.
Yeah.
We don't need to do
Ben,
all that,
if you're listening to this, after you fire Roy mm-hmm. for not answering your phone call, then...
I just text him, recording a podcast. I'll call you when I'm done.
Let's see what Ben says.
It might get a middle finger emoji. But...
Now, they take care of you pretty good over there. I mean, I don't, you know, like, you seem like you got a good gig.
I got it pretty good. I enjoy it. I do. You get stressful because I have a lot of stuff I have to handle, but high school.
Well, I know. I picked you up, what, 10 or so today? And you've been on the phone at least two or three times mm-hmm. that...
I was just on the phone.
That's what, yeah. So they really like their mustard packets over there.
Yeah.
Need to quit hiding them on Thursday so that they can find them on Friday.
Yeah, well, I really don't even know what that's about. I'll worry about it once we're done.
All right. Well, I'm gonna drag this out as long as can just to make Ben more and more angry.
I'm waiting on his text back.
The longest podcast ever, just because I'm trying to get Roy fired.
Don't do all that now.
What did he say?
Oh, it's about a truck.
Nah, got to call a man about a truck.
Yeah,
well, that's usually code word for I go pee-pee. Yeah.
Better try that. I'll call him back.
Pause if you need to.
Yeah, let's hit
pause. All right, Ben, don't fire him. We're hitting pause. Live.
Live, okay.
So, Ben, don't fire him. We just hit the pause button back. So, can you tell us what the call was about, Roy?
Yes, he was asking me, or he was telling me about some trucks that... take the Penske, and then I told him about a driver that's at the other building waiting for somebody to come pick up that they've only been trying to do since Wednesday. So,
It was not as exciting as that.
It's not very exciting, but
if I could go back in time, I would unask that question.
I had it on speakerphone. Why'd you ask?
I don't know what y'all are talking about. I was texting on my phone. I was texting my boss, Pope.
Letting her know what you're doing, who you're with.
Yeah. Yeah, she wanted to know if we were still podcasting. So I guess when she comes in the door, she's going to come in like the Kool-Aid man, knocking the door down.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. So, all right. So Roy will still have his job after this airs, presumably.
It ain't aired yet.
So what else? We're 13 minutes in to...
We're talking about my biscuits. We're talking about cooking. So yeah, Ricky cooks a lot in a crock pot. I make world famous tacos.
So do you really make good tacos? Yeah. I've never been invited to your house I've come to your house. I've never been invited, but I've been there a couple times. But do you make good tacos?
Yeah, they're bomb.
All right. Well, so go through the experience with me. What do you start with? How do you cook your tacos?
I cook them with chicken.
Oh no! See, lost me already.
Well, I could do beef for you if you're coming.
I'm a beef guy, yeah.
I can't tell you what my recipe because it's secret. I can't let.
So you can't tell you can't tell me which taco seasoning pack you cut open and pour over the.
Well, I use Old El Paso, but I use more than just that. One of my ingredients, I don't know which one, but one of them will send you straight to the bathroom. I don't know which one yet, and they all make it delicious, so I'm not willing to take it out.
So the bathroom is just the cost to play in the game.
Yeah, and there's a warning label. It's 22 minutes after consumption.
All right, so we're going to have taco night at your house. I don't know when, but you're going to make that happen.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
All right.
We can do taco night there.
You should do the Super Bowl party.
I should.
Yeah.
But I don't have a TV that's mounted right now. That's another point. Do y'all want to sit on the floor and watch TV? We can do that. I mean, I sit on the sofa.
So in addition to tacos, what do you do? Because Ricky does like pretty much every night. He's got something thrown down in the crock pot.
He has a lot more time on his hands than I do.
So what do you eat though? You eat out a lot. I know you go to Roadhouse a lot.
Yeah, I go to Roadhouse quite a bit.
So how many times a week do you go to Roadhouse?
Once. Twice, no.
Okay.
Maybe three times.
Three times a week.
It depends.
But I mean, I'm not. They got the best food. Like if I'm going out, I'm going to Roadhouse. They should really consider sponsoring this show because that's two shows in a row I think we've mentioned Roadhouse.
Exactly.
So when you're there tonight,
I will let them
know. Yeah. But no, if I'm going out in Noonan, because Pove can cook everything better than any other restaurant, but I do like their steaks. And in fact, I mean, she cooks steak too, but I like Roadhouse steaks. So you go to Roadhouse three nights a week. You make tacos one night a week.
I made tacos. I haven't been to the grocery store in like 2 weeks, which is probably
so. You eat out every meal, like.
No, I try not to because like there's still stuff in my house. Like I'll just throw together and make something.
Because you're pretty picky, like.
Yeah, I'm pretty picky. Yeah. Well, I try to be. That's the only way I keep this physique.
Well, you might not start introducing new foods to your.
I might not.
Maybe some high in protein foods.
Well, I'm getting the chunky up here. I got my bike, man. I got my bike coming.
Bike. So. Roy J. Yekyll has ordered a bicycle.
Yep, a bicycle. I ain't got my helmet yet, though.
Are you going to have a helmet on your bike?
Well, I got to put it on my head.
You're going to put a helmet on to ride a bicycle?
In the mountain, in the little...
Oh, you're going like off-roading or something?
Yeah, I got to protect this thing, man. I'll be the one...
Does that mohawk not protect? Like, I would think a haircut that cool.
The mohawk protects me from everything that's
It protects
bad.
You from women.
No, no. Yeah. No, it don't. I met a nice young lady the other night at Texas Roadhouse. I really think it was because of my haircut.
Yeah, if I could do it, I would. I'm not going to lie. In fact, I had a mohawk at one point, and it was not that long ago. You would think that someone my age with my hairline, we were talking 20 years. No, this was not that long ago.
Well, that's what I say, man. I got like 5 years left with hair. Yeah. I mean, if you look at my line, it's going backwards, yeah. So it's... Yes, I might as well do it.
You can switch to the reverse mohawk. As the mohawk disappears, you can just do like the Hulk from the Road Warrior. Yeah. All right, so I want to get back to your dietary habits. I'm starting to worry about you. So you don't go to the grocery store.
Well, I have an app. They shop for me.
Oh, so do they bring it to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That don't cost me anything, actually.
Yeah, if I'd lived anywhere near where a grocery store would bring, I don't think Piggly Wiggly delivers.
The Family Dollar might.
Yeah. Okay, so you do have food. You do get food.
Yeah, I get stuff like delivered to the house. I haven't been in a while just because, like, I'll just go in. I got a bunch of noodles and stuff. I'll whip up something at the house like that.
I need you to up your game because right now Ricky T is kind of beating you on the Snapchat Yekyll food challenge. I'm not friends with Hannah.
He's also beating me in weight, too. He's like he's 10 or 15 pounds heavier.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's gone up more pant sizes than I have. So.
I saw him last week. I didn't notice it. He was with us last week. Yeah. Heck, he drove us around.
Yeah.
I'm not friends with Hannah, so is she a cook?
Sometimes.
Can she?
But she does like weird stuff. Like she'll go outside and get a leaf out of a tree and throw it in for seasoning.
She's got that. She's kind of like a hippie. Got that?
Yeah.
Patchouli and rice cakes.
Yeah, stuff I can't pronounce.
We need to get her down for another one. The only reason we need to get her down for another one is because I'm running out of snacks. I think she brought like three bags of snacks.
She
was like team mom for the podcast. She came to do one podcast, brought three bags of snacks.
I got a little beef, Hannah. If you listen to this. I still don't have any nieces or nephews. And Austin, if you're listening to this, which is her husband,
I played at his wedding.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
I played guitar. Because somebody.
And you played Every Rose Has Its Thorn as I walked my sister down the aisle.
I did not play Every Rose Has Its Thorn. I just so happened to be playing a G and a C. And it sounded like Every Rose. I didn't know what to play.
I mean, it was fitting.
It was like 105 degrees out. I had like sweat dripping down my back. And they're like, yeah, just go out there and play something. So I just played a G and a C. I'm sure I threw a D in every once in a while. But the dude, I think it was the guy who we saw at Roadhouse last week.
We seen there a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, Zach.
I think it was him who was standing beside me. I was like, dude, you're playing Every Rose. I was like, I'm just playing notes, man. But, yeah, I was at their wedding. I mean, I give Pove the credit for catering it, but that was mostly me. You were here that day.
Yeah, I think you carried that day.
You saw who was...
You're the one everybody was talking about.
Yeah, you saw who was doing the heavy work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know who I want to get down here?
Miss Pam.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw her a couple weeks ago.
I haven't seen her since the wedding, and that makes me sad. How's she doing?
Doing well. Yeah, she's still Miss Pam. Shout out Miss Pam, because I'm sure she listens.
I hope she does, because she's good people.
Yeah, she's really, really, really sweet. She's been around us. She's watched me and my brother and Hannah grow up, so.
Man, so she's who we blame for how you turned out?
Yep.
Miss
yep.
Pam, I take back every good thing I ever said. I'm just kidding. You know what would be good is, so like if we get Poe for food truck, like once a month, Miss Pam comes down and throws down, like, because they made a formidable team that day in the kitchen at the wedding. Like, Poe loves Miss Pam.
I've said it before, but, you know, we're probably going to have a lot of new listeners now because.
Back.
Because I'm back and I have such a, you know, high repertoire. I think that's French. But at Hannah's wedding, when they were trying to rush us.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, me and Ricky walked her down the aisle. They were trying to rush, come on, come on, come on. And Hannah just, I don't know what she was doing, but Pam was saying, oh, we were taking selfies is what we were doing. And Pam said, no, baby, this is your wedding. Yeah. You go when you want to go. Yeah. Like, don't worry about these people.
No, she's awesome. She's good. Yeah. So we need to get her and Poe reunited in the kitchen because I think some magic would come out of that. But now that I think about it, I'm kind of sad. Like, I could have walked her husband down the aisle, like it would have been like not a traditional type wedding, but he needed somebody to walk beside him.
We had people standing up there with him.
that was a really good time.
Yeah, it was a wild time, good time. But
I would not be upset if they chose to get divorced and then remarry.
I would.
Your entire family might be angry, but if y'all want to get an annulment and then get remarried. And go through everything the same. Poe can cater it. I will play something other than Every Rose Has Its Thorn. I'll start on a D note, and which would probably lead me to be playing Sweet Home Alabama.
That's still fitting. But yes, they need to give me some nieces and nephews.
All right, Hannah, if you're listening to this, Roy wants to be an uncle.
I do. And I told him I would. I'll do it. I need somebody to spool.
Well, you can buy my lunch anytime you want, Roy. I want an Xbox. No, I want a PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation.
You can warm up on little Toby. Like, this will be like your warm up as a.
You're gonna be my nephew. That's like 15 years old.
Yeah, I will. You can practice on me. I want a PlayStation. Anybody listening out there? I want a PlayStation.
Well, GameStop just went down. So,
did it really? Yeah. What's it down to?
I'm not sure what it's down to, but it's coming back down.
Well, I knew, like, I was talking to a friend today, and Hove just texted and said to remind me to find your apple butter when she gets home.
Okay.
So,
because Hove makes the best apple butter. I will eat an entire sleeve of Ritz crackers with that apple butter.
Do you like the pepper jelly?
I'm not
a big fan of peppers, but she makes that is pretty good.
Well, the apple butter I took to Thanksgiving, you know, because well, for those who don't know, Pove cooked our Thanksgiving dinner, which was A+.
Awesome! I'm glad y'all liked it.
There was almost I've told them, but I tell everybody now, there was almost a fight over the leftover blueberry crumble.
That crumble was no joke.
That jump was good. We were arguing over who got the most. Like, well, you got to slide a little bit into this plate. No, you got more than me.
When y'all decided on, because I think she gave you a couple different options for dessert. When y'all picked that one, like, yep, that's the one to pick.
Yeah, that one was really good. But yeah, so I took the apple butter. I just happened, she gave it to me with all the other stuff. So I took it up there and I was letting everybody try it. And I think I might have texted her that night or maybe the next day and then say, hey, you want to make some more apple butter? I got 4 jars sold for you right here.
That's awesome. So GameStop is at $2.93 right now. I don't know what it says. It opened at $3.80.
I was about to say yesterday it was like $3.35. So
it's down a little bit. I missed the boat on that one. It's showing.
Oh, Rona.
56% are holding, 33% are selling, and I'd be selling. I would have sold yesterday.
Oh yeah.
I'm a sellout, and I would have definitely if I had gotten on that train early. But I'm before I heard about it, it was already done.
Yeah, well, you know, Robinhood, they're gonna get sued.
Yeah, well, they were saying, I saw it might have been you that sent it to me. like that Robin Hood doesn't act like Robin Hood at all or something.
Yeah.
When,
like, you sent that to me.
Oh, okay. In the middle of the night.
Yeah,
right? And
then
you answered. Yeah, I was like, I can't believe you asked. Number one, I can't believe I sent it at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I can't believe you answered at 3 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, that's a weird app. It's a whole weird situation. But I'm happy with the stocks I have. I'm in it for like 10 or 20 years down the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I mean, if I can make money on something in a couple of days, so be it. But I don't see that. That's not a really good plan, a financial plan, I don't think.
I've got my 401k and I got my stocks and stuff. And I'm 30 now. I'll be 31 in July. I want to be retired when I'm 50. So I won't. 55 if I have kids. I don't want to work past that. I want to be retired, have some money set aside where I can live my luxurious life and be done.
You
I say that, but I take 3 days off work and I'm ready to go back because I'm bored.
You would live a good retirement as long as you were close to a roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Roadhouse. But you know what? Well, there's a roadhouse in Panama City, so.
That's where I want to. I want to land at the ocean.
I have family living in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Yeah, because you went for a wedding down there, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because no one that you know gets married close by.
No, we were discussing that earlier. I got a wedding in March. It's in Blue Ridge.
You know, like, I've known Roy for a couple of years now, more than a couple. I've never heard him say, hey, I'm going to a wedding in Sharpsburg. It's always, no. I'm going to a wedding in this other state.
I went to St. Simon's last year. And I got, Blue Ridge is Georgia.
That's because you hang out with a bunch of rich people that they can afford to have weddings at.
Apparently.
Crazy. Like, my friends get married in their backyard.
Yeah. Which I'd be totally fine with.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot. Well, you know, people have got married at Callie's parents' house.
Really?
Which I'd be totally fine with.
Well, that's an awesome place.
Yeah.
I'm already ready for a pool party over there.
It's coming.
Her family is perhaps my favorite family. Like, they're cool. They're good people.
They're awesome. They're so much fun to hang out with.
They're very good people, yeah.
Very welcoming. And what was the cake Nana made for you?
Pistachio.
Oh, yeah. That's
man. That was the coolest thing, was that when they made it, when they came down here for, was it Poe's birthday party?
Poe
and Ryan. Yeah. Because I had written an article about pistachio cake and how my birthday's coming in March. So then Callie comes down here in December for my wife and son's birthday party, and she bust out a pistachio cake, and she was like, I was going to try to make it, and then Nana just said, you know, do. And I was like, you can't beat people like that. You know, we're so lucky. And I actually, in today's paper, I wrote about how lucky I am with my circle of friends, you know, because like the people that were here last Saturday, which you weren't here, and I'm kind of upset about that, but you would have been like the exception to the rule of how many good people are. But it was like, I'm just ridiculously lucky with my circle of friends. And I don't know, it's probably because Poe is likable, because I'm not so much. But
it can't be you.
People tolerate me so that they can eat Poe's cooking.
Yeah. So we bring you around so we hang out with Poe.
I get that a lot, but it's okay. Well, we're at 27 minutes, so do you want to cut this one and do another one?
I'm down for it.
All right. Do you have a good outro? Because your intro sucked.
I haven't been practicing. Hey, thanks for listening.
All right. So we're going to stop this one. We're going to have a quick study session on intros and outros, and we'll be back. All right.